It's weird how an actor's previous work can actually impact on their present work. I say this because I've just left a screening of The Apparition, which is an interesting movie. Note, I'm not saying good. It's based on a true story, as a lot of horror movies claim to be. But this one actually is. Google the words Dybbuk box. It's an interesting, frankly, at times terrifying, account of essentially the discovery and accidental unleashing of an unexploded supernatural mine. It's also a story which, unusually, has a very mimetic element to it. One of these stories where the more you know about it, according to some people, the more it impacts you. It's arresting and disturbing and odd, and the movie is about a tenth of that. And it's unusual insofar as one of the interesting elements of the movie is the casting of Jeffrey Dean Morgan. Jeffrey Dean Morgan is one of the great near misses of the last 5 years. He's in essence George Clooney 2.0, an actor in his mid-40s who received a tremendous amount of critical acclaim straight out of the gate from what essentially amounted to two supporting roles. He was Denny in the early seasons of Grey's Anatomy, and he was also, and technically remains, John Winchester in the first season and a half or so of Supernatural. And that's the problem. You see, for all the Dybbuk box's interesting stylistic touches, and it has a lot of them, to be fair, it's a movie which is completely unafraid of going full-on 70s exploitation a couple of times. It's very interested in the use of light and darkness, and the mythology and the theology that it plumbs is genuinely interesting. Fundamentally, when it comes down to it, it's John Winchester. He spends 45 minutes not quite believing something which the back of your brain is telling you he's dealt with over and over and over again over the course of his life. And he doesn't deal with it particularly well. I mean, it doesn't help that the film pulls off at least three or four of the worst, most predictable cheap scares in human history, and the ending is one which, frankly, at this point, the UN needs to sign an amendment confirming no one will ever use again on fear of war crime trials in The Hague. But it's John Winchester. He should be better than this. Doesn't even use a shotgun round filled with salt once.